8. Other Eyes. In an apartment across the street from Lafayette Place, a young man sat looking out the window, playing with a roll of gauze, occasionally wheezing out a cough. He'd been keeping an eye on the building for weeks. On this particular afternoon, he was contemplating calling his masters to suggest they move him on to more interesting work, when a young couple carrying luggage stopped outside Lafayette. They were clearly visitors. As soon as they entered the building, the man dropped the gauze. There was no time to prepare a disguise or dress properly. He would go as he was, despite the cold. He ran over and crept up the stairs. They were inside Wilde's apartment. He heard a male voice say, "I can make coffee, would that do?" and watched as the caretaker emerged and climbed the stairs to his third-story apartment. The young man stealthily took the remaining stairs and positioned himself next to the door. He stilled his breathing and listened. He overheard the conversation between the two strangers and discovered that their names were Modo and Octavia. It was soon obvious they were agents, but their English accents meant nothing. They could be working for anyone. They mentioned a Mr. Socrates. Another code name? He would take things into his own hands and trick these two into decoding the numbers for him. The young man cursed Agent Wilde for dying so easily. He had intended to squeeze critical information out of him first, and now he had no idea what the numbers on the paper meant. He'd telegraphed his masters for guidance, but had not yet received a reply. What was the point of having a telegraph if not to obtain instant answers? No one was giving him any direction. And so, brazenly, he had stepped right into the apartment while their backs were turned and placed the papers on the table. He walked as though he had no weight. He retreated just as quietly, but couldn't stop one cough from squeaking out. Damn his lungs! He hid in a doorway and listened as they found the papers and argued over their meaning. Fools, he thought. I'm playing you. He waited around the back of the stairs as they clomped down them, and smirked as Modo opened the door for Octavia. They had no idea he was stalking them. It was almost too easy. He approached the door to observe their direction, then, cursing the cold, he followed.